Nation, there was a debate as to the extent of this valued landscape and how far beyond the appeal site it extended. At the appeal, the council produced a local setting plan, which is Inquiry Document 10, which annotates the extent of the valued landscape, parts of which extend south across to the appeal site boundary to this application site, and land partly north of this application site. To clarify the position of the council and the appellant on this issue, the sentence in italics above should be amended. So the recommendation is to amend the sentence within issue 4 of the committee report, which is shown in italics above. When you see the writing, you'll see which that is, to read, the council considered the northern part of the Humble Lane Cossington application site is within the same valued landscape. There's no change to the recommendation for approval as set out in the agenda report. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you. I've got one councillor indicating the wish to speak so far. That's Councillor Grimley, followed by Councillor Lund.
Thank you, Chair. Although I think I voted against this originally, this is just a tidying up of a decision that had been carried previously, so I will propose officer's recommendation. Although I do note that it's called in by Councillor Poland, and we haven't had anything from him.
No, I've spoken to Councillor Poland. He said he hadn't got anything else to add, so there was no need for him to attend today. Or that's what he suggested to me. I agreed with him, and so therefore that's why he isn't here today. And do you want to add anything else to that? Or okay, thank you. So next is Councillor Lowe.
Thank you, Chairman. I cannot see any reason why we would refuse this. It is just an administrative mistake. I can understand why it's come back. I think it's sad that we're building 130 houses, but it's already gone to plans. I'd second that proposal. Thank you, Chair.
Anybody else? No? Okay, it's been proposed by Councillor Grimley, seconded by Councillor Lowe. Show of hands in favour, please. Those against? Abstentions? Mrs. Harrison, give you the result.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, the opposition was carried on a vote 12-4 and one abstention.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, councillors, item number 4, planning application P/22/0169/2, Manor Farm House, 21 Stanford Lane, Coates, Leicestershire, LE125TW. Officer? It's Mark.
Thank you, Chair. This item's come before you this evening. As the application was submitted by Council.
Sorry, Mark, can you just move the microphone closer to you, because we can hardly hear you. Thank you.
This application has come to you this evening because it was submitted by Councillor Jonathan Morgan. It's a listed building consent application for some alterations to his family home. So if you can look at your pack there, you can see the location of the farmhouse. It's on Main Street in Coates. And the second slide shows a photograph of it, so we're looking here at an early 19th century farmhouse, typical of the area. And there are some very, very small changes. So the initial changes are shown on the next slide. On the left-hand side, you've got the existing, and on the right, the proposed. Sorry on this, they're so small. On the screen, they would have been much larger, and you'd probably been able to see them more easily. But principally, what there is some remodelling in the centre of that drawing there to create a draft lobby. And as part of that, there's going to be a new external door. Now, in terms of the removal of the fabric on the interior, they're all much later additions. So it demonstrates that this area of the house must have actually been altered previously. So The next slide shows a photo montage of what changes those changes will look like from the outside. The first photograph shows the existing appearance, and then the bottom photograph there will show how the new door will look. I have to also say that this elevation that you're looking at there, with this Swithin slate roof, is actually a much later wing of the building. So it's actually going into a modern wall. This one here, Councillor Seaman. Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So the second changes are actually the conversion of what is a current playroom, which you can see on the next slide, and this is going to be converted to a new kitchen. Now, there are some alterations to be made here, and while they're located on the proposal drawing there, you can see one is a chimney breast. There's a new section of chimney breast. Well, it's probably easy to look at the photographs perhaps over the page. What it is at the moment in this room, there's a reproduction fireplace, which is going to be removed, and a new range will be inserted into the chimney breast at this point. So there's very little of historic fabric being lost there. And the second alteration is that at the moment we have a French door with two dwarf walls either side, and those sections of dwarf walls will come out to create a single central opening door, but the opening will be created with bifold doors so that they can fold back in good weather. So they're the principal alterations that are being proposed. Now, in terms of the key considerations that we need to look at, it's about the impact on the historic significance of the building, and it's the removal of significant historic building fabric. It's considered by officers that the proposed works do not cause any harm to the significance of this asset. So we're not talking about significant loss of building fabric and very, very minimal alterations to the external appearance of the building, which are quite in character with what's already there. So this means that it's actually accords with the policies that are listed there, CS2, CS14, the core strategy, conservation areas, listed building conservation areas act, and the appropriate paragraphs of the MPPF. So the recommendation here is that it should be granted subject to the conditions that are contained in your report. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you. I've got one person indicating the wish to speak. Is there anybody else at this time? No, so Councillor Grimley.
Thank you, Chair. I mean, these are very minor alterations, and they're not certainly not significant. So I recommend officers. I want to recommend approve what officers' recommendation for this.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Howe. Thank you. Does anybody else want to speak on this? No. Oh, sorry, Councillor Lowe.
If just out of interest and my personal understanding, if this wasn't a councillor who had put this on, would this just go through as officer's delegation? I'm guessing it would.
Mr. Pennell?
Through you, Chair. It would, that's quite correct. This is quite a minor application that would normally be delegated to officers, but under the circumstances it's come before you.
Is that clear to everyone? Okay, so it's been proposed by Councillor Grimley, seconded by Councillor Howe. Can I have a show of hands, all those in favour? Can we have the result?
Thank you, Chair. The proposition was passed with a unanimous vote in favour. So the planning commission grant, or this building consent granted.
Okay, thank you. Item 6, list of applications determined under delegated powers. Is there any questions? On any of those? Councillor Lowe?
I know we've finished the meeting now, sir, but can I just have a recording, Chair, to thank the officers. I think they've done an amazing job tonight, and thank you very much for your support.
I think that's very much appreciated by them, I would have thought. Well, yeah, better than you. Okay, so before we actually close the meeting, the next planned meeting will be on the 26th of May. Dan Grimley?
Yes, I just wanted to, before we close the meeting, just mention site visits had been discussed, and I think the officers were going to look at a protocol on site visits. This was mentioned a few months ago. We've not heard anything on this, so please could we have a...
No problem. I think the Cabinet's not cleared the funding for this. I'm extremely in favour of continuing with site visits.
So am I, to be fair, and we can't
and
always...
I think that it really helps clarify the position. I mean...
Yeah, it's really good to have for the
Can I just say that this is really outside the scope of the meeting, so I'm just going to ask the recording to be turned off.